What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to episode 47 of the Locked On Yankees podcast. I'll be your host for this episode. My name is Omari Brown. And if this is your first time listening to an episode hosted by me, just to give you a little background of who I am, like I said at the outset, my name is Omari Brown. In addition to being one of the hosts of Locked On Yankees podcast, I also have my own podcast, The Empire Claps Back. And in addition to my own podcast, I'm a contributor at pinstripeprospects.com. And this season, I will be the beat writer for the newly rebranded Tampa Tarpons High A team affiliate in Tampa, Florida. So with all that said, guys, let's get into what was a pretty ugly loss tonight. Oh, it's not that ugly, but kind of ugly, considering that the Baltimore Orioles came in losers of five in a row. And with them being losers of five in a row and Masahiro Tanaka being on the mound, you kind of have to like the Yankees' chances coming into this game. So, like I said, with Tanaka on the mound and the Yankees having such a dominant performance, last two performances against the Tampa Bay Rays, you would expect that momentum to kind of trickle over into this series against the lowly Orioles. But, you know, to much chagrin, it did not go that way. So the Yankees were stifled by Andrew Cashner. Yes, the same Andrew Cashner. For some reason, the Yankees just have a problem with that, with Andrew Cashner. The game was tied at 0-0 into the sixth until Judge went deep for his 58th career home run, and it put the Yankees on top 1-0. So up to that point, you think that Tanaka's cruising, Judge got a home run. You know, you saw what Didi did a couple of days before, and you saw that Gary Stanton and Judge went deep the previous day. So, you know, you're kind of feeling good, especially when you have, this vaunted bullpen, and we'll get into that a bit later. And I say that with air quotes, the vaunted bullpen. Whenever you have a lead after six frames, you're kind of feeling good as a Yankee fan. Although in the last week, we haven't been able to feel too confident because, you know, I'll share some ugly numbers with you later on in this episode. But the game is kind of going in our favor, and we're feeling good going into it. So Tanaka's cruising up until that point. His pitch count is manageable. He's working into the seventh, and then he runs into a little bit of trouble. He gives up a two-run home run to Adam Jones, who Giancarlo Stanton almost got to, by the way. And Giancarlo's been playing. He should be commended. He's been playing a pretty decent left field up to this point because the Yankees are down a couple of outfielders. So kudos to Giancarlo for stepping into a new situation, a new position, new city, new team, and basically just being a great teammate and a baller, and just stepping up and getting the job done. So Tanaka gives up the two runs. He eventually gives up three runs, and then he is relieved by Chad Green, who does not do much better. Up to this point, Green was basically the only reliever that the Yankees could possibly count on to not really give up runs up to this point. Everyone else has been a little rusty, has been a little behind, and to be honest, a little ineffective. So Chad Green comes in, he gives up two more runs, and it's just not looking good. So all in total, the Yankees can only push across one more run. Neil Walker drives in and Didi, and the Yankees go down 5-2 to the Baltimore Orioles. Now, you know, people can get mad and say that, you know, this team is all or nothing, you know, with the home run approach, that they can't manufacture runs. I'm not going to go that far just because it's still very, very, very early. This was the seventh game. The Yankees are 4-3. And there really isn't anything to get really worried about, but it's just kind of annoying at this point because you really thought that the strength of this team was going to be power hitting and power pitching. And the power has been there for the most part, but the power pitching really hasn't been there, especially when it comes to our relievers. So that just leaves a little bit to be desired. So I just wanted to get into something. Yeah, I just wanted to get into a few numbers with the bullpen. Before Chad Green was brought into the game, YES Network showed a graphic, and I just added to it. But up to this point, the vaunted bullpen, the bullpen that Zips had was probably going to be the most historic bullpen, the bullpen that I spent the entire end of the offseason bragging about, saying that the game was going to be five innings. That same bullpen with those same dominant guys had, in their last 21 and a third innings, they've given up 22 hits, 16 earned runs, and 4 home runs. Now, that is crazy. That is crazy to think that this team compiled with the all-stars and the power arms of Chapman, Betances, David Robertson, Tommy Canley, Adam Warren, Chasen Shreve, and Chad Green have surrendered those type of runs. That stat is atrocious, honestly. And you know, a lot of us were killing Boone because he was taking guys out because it was early in the season and all this other stuff. You could say that, you know, Seve's first start, you know, okay, maybe you didn't want to push him that far. It's his first start. Tanaka came out a little bit early too, but it's getting to the point where we're, you know, pretty soon, you know, we have a couple more outings like this from Chad Green and Dellin Betances, who kind of bounced back tonight. He pitched a clean inning. Well, he allowed a walk, but and a stolen base, obviously, which he's going to do. But he struck out the side. So it's kind of, you know, how long before we should be worried? How long before we start to hit the panic button? How long before, you know, Boone starts to stress and feels that he can't go to his bullpen? I don't know. I mean, there really is no right answer to it right now, because, you know, we could still say that it's very early in the season, but it's not comforting knowing that Boone is probably second guessing himself. And the crazy thing about it is that I feel like Brian Cashman did everything in his power to alleviate some of the doubt and second guessing that Boone would have to do, you know? And right now, you know, Boone can't catch a break. And tonight, you know, in a few of the starts, some people say that he went to the bullpen too early. All right, that was last week. This week, you know, he left the starters in for a little bit. Obviously, Seve just mowed down the Rays, so there wasn't much that he had to think about at that point. But today, he left Tanaka in. And to, you know, in defense of Tanaka, he was doing pretty good. Until you know, he left a splitter hanging and Adam Jones took him deep. But up to that point, you know, I think Boone is getting hit with a lot his first week as major league manager. Now, we could look at it two ways. We can look around and say that the sky is falling, and we could, you know, pout and kind of complain, which a lot of us are doing, or we can boo, which a lot of us did not hesitate to do. during opening day with Giancarlo, when he kind of crapped the bed there, but let's take another look at it. You know, let's take the same outlook that we kind of did with the Greg Bird situation. Let's always be glass half full here. All right, I'm gonna be your Yankee therapist. Let's go glass half full. So now we can get mad and we can criticize and say that guys need to do their jobs. And granted, you know, they are professionals and they do need to do their job. Or we can just look at it and say, hey, listen, if we're going to have injuries, you know, we've lost two outfielders. We lost two outfielders in a matter of 3 days. If we're going to have ineffectiveness, we've had our bullpen implode 2 times in the first week. If we're going to have our manager have his toughest decisions, let's just get all this stuff out the way now. We know what these guys are capable of doing. We know that there's 2, maybe 3 possible, legitimate MVP candidates in the middle of our order. We know that we have guys that have performed at a high level for at least a handful of years in that bullpen. So I think that we should let's wait this out. Let's just weather the storm. And I think that, honestly, by the time that the middle of May rolls around, I think that this team is going to hit their stride. And I honestly had this team pegged for a slow start in the beginning anyway. I think that you have a young nucleus that's going from being the hunters to being the hunted. And I know that there's still a lot of veteran presence. You still got the CCs. You still got the, you know, the Gardeners, the, you know, who else? The Tanaka for the most part. So you still have some veterans in here that kind of knows what it means to be the hunted. But maybe, you know, maybe some of these young guys need to, like, refocus a little bit. And, you know, and they need to kind of kick it into gear. You know, it's not all fun and games once the season starts. And I think that now it's time to lock in. So I'm not going to be too worried about anything. You know, it's the seventh game of the season. And, you know, I hate to sound like a homer, but it's just honest. We can't get too high and we can't get too low. And that's the beauty of baseball, right? That's why to a lot of people, baseball is a way of life. Because the same thing in life. You can't get too high and you can't get too low because you'll get too stressed out and then you'll lose focus. So baseball is a long, meticulous, and sometimes draining season. So we're just at one of those points where we're kind of like up in arms because, you know, the bullpen was supposed to be it. But I think that everything will round back into form. And I think that, you know, I think that we'll start to get it together for the most part. All right, so enough about the things that we're going to complain about and some of the things that we're worried about. Let's start to get into some of the things that I've seen that I've liked. Personally, we can look no further than Didi Gregorius. Obviously, Didi is the people's champ. Didi is the, you know, the pseudo-captain or the unofficial captain of this team. And Didi's gotten off to a red-hot start, and it's kind of made us forget that Sanchez is hitting under 150. So right now, early in the season, Didi has 8 extra base hits. Obviously, you guys saw that because he had that, you know, he just went off and went crazy at the home opener. But Didi has 5 doubles already. He has a triple and 2 home runs. He's hitting .391. So Didi is definitely picking up, you know, the slack he's cleaning up the trash, as Stanton said a few days ago. I kind of like what Tyler Austin is doing in his limited time. He's healthy, so he's seizing his opportunity whenever he does get at bats. He has 2 home runs and he has a double, and, you know, he's been looking pretty decent. I love what Neil Walker is doing. Neil Walker is a pro, and I think that that's one of the most underrated signings. Well, actually, it's not underrated right now because Greg Bird is hurt, so I think people are starting to realize how great and how much of a bargain that Neil Walker is, what was, and is right now. He made a nice play in foul territory today, and he's just, you know, it's just very refreshing to see, you know, a professional hitter. You know, I see that that teams are shifting on him a lot. The shortstops are playing, you know, shaded up towards the middle, and Neil Walker's just, you know, he's just serving the ball right through the right through the hole between the shortstop and the third baseman. And, you know, Neil Walker is, you know, he saved a couple runs. He scooped some balls, so you really can't say anything bad about the Neil Walker signing, especially at that $4 million. You know, it's just looking, you know, it's just making Brian Cashman look even smarter than he already does. I've been a Tyler Wade supporter for a while, especially on this podcast. You know, we had a Tyler Wade Spirit Week here a couple weeks ago. But Tyler Wade, I like what he's doing as well, too. He had a hustle double today. He's using his speed. He's stealing bases. He's providing good defense. And, you know, with all the injuries, you know, we'll touch on some of the injuries next. Tyler Wade and Ronald Torreya is actually taking reps in the outfield. So I love the versatility, and I love that the, you know, the secondary guys, you know, like the bottom of the other guys are really stepping up and taking some of the pressure off of the, you know, some of the guys at the top. So, and some of those middle of the bat order guys that just aren't cutting it really at this point in the season. Let's just touch on some injury news really quickly. So Aaron Boone said that Clint Frazier is progressing from his post-concussion symptoms, and now he's probably going to start getting into some games. Even though he's getting into some games, he's still going to basically be in, you know, extended spring training at this point. So Clint Frazier is a ways behind. And that really sucks, too, because a lot of people, including myself, wanted to see what Clint Frazier could do at the major league level. And with Aaron Hicks getting hurt, you know, that was Clint Frazier's prime opportunity. But you know what? Injuries are a part of the game. Heal up, Clint. We'll see you when we see you. Aaron Hicks hit some live pitching today. So he's pegged the Boston series as the time that he could return. There has been no word on Jacoby Ellsbury. His hip is keeping him out. Boone said that he's probably going to be out for some time, and there is no timetable for his return. Billy McKinney is still on the DL with that AC shoulder sprain. Also, I'm not sure if people are aware, Ben Heller was moved to the 60-day DL with bone spurs in his elbow, which can loom large because Ben Heller, after Jonathan Holder, I believe that Ben Heller would be the next guy up. So now if we have somebody go down in the bullpen, it's kind of like who's next in line. I have to double-check rosters again, but I believe Cody Carroll or J.P. Fireisen, I believe both of those guys are in AAA, so maybe we'll see one of those guys come up. I know that the Yankees just signed Oliver Perez, you know, former Met, Padre, Pirate, National, Oliver Perez. He just signed a minor league deal, so maybe he's an option to get called up. And, So there's not much for us to be mad about. There really isn't much for us to be worried about, guys. You know, I hate to be the guy that comes on and tell you not to worry every single time, but I feel like that might be my job for the early part of this weekend. And I'm here to provide for you guys, and I'm here to talk some of you guys off the ledge just so we can just relax, you know? The season is it's in its infancy. So for us to even, you know, get upset or even get worried, it's okay to get frustrated, but just remember why we love this game so much and all the joy that it brings us. And honestly, I think that this is still going to be one of the most memorable seasons, memorable seasons that we've had in quite some time. And I think that, you know, when you make a lot of changes, when there's high expectations, when you have championship aspirations, it just takes a little bit of a while for you guys, you know, for guys to gel, get comfortable in their new surroundings. And you know what? We drop one game. If we just continue to at least, you know, we continue to win the series, we're fine. So we got three more games to, you know, to rough up the Orioles. And guys, once it starts getting warmer, you already know the balls fly out of Yankee Stadium. So if Judge and Stanton are hitting, you know, home runs to the opposite field at 170 miles per hour exit velocity and crushing the ball when it's cold, just imagine when it comes to June. So this was episode 47, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed hosting it. Like I said, if you need to follow me on Twitter, it is Omari with two I's Brown. Instagram is the same thing. Look out for some of my other work. I'll be covering the Tampa Tarpons. The Tarpons have a very talented team this year. So while we are talented at the very top level, this entire Yankees organization is talented throughout. So follow me as I help coach you through any ups or downs that this season will definitely deliver. This was episode 47 of the Locked On Yankees podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host for this episode, Omari Brown. Thank you for listening.